Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green with another episode in the podcast series, Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. If you're on the live broadcast, then you will see the teleseminar page. There's a big button there. We call that the big button, and it says Your Study Guide. So be sure to download that. And if not, then see my blog post, and they will tell you how to get the study guide if you're not on the live broadcast. I have a page dedicated just to that. So today is August 14th, 2013. We are going to be talking about building your business by attending live events. And I was just at the NAMS conference, so I go to quite a few conferences. I also host my own conferences. We're going to be talking about that. And at the NAMS conference, a couple of people said to me that the business that they're doing, it's a virtual business and that everything is on the internet. And I really couldn't disagree more, because I think many of us tried to do it from home. We tried to do it by never connecting with our peers face-to-face, and you'll see that does not work very well at all. I was online 2 full years before I went to my first online marketing event. That first event was Big Seminar in April of 2008 in Atlanta. And that's where I had met Armin Morin at a different event, at a more personal development, self-growth type of event, a few months prior, so in February of that year. And I had introduced myself to him and told him I would meet him again at Big Seminar, not realizing that that was his event. I thought he was just going to be a speaker there. So it was very interesting. And I went to Big Seminar, and I saw within the first day, I saw that this was very important to me building my business. The reason I didn't go for a couple of years was I thought it's just too expensive for me to buy a plane ticket or to try to get the miles from somebody that you know, and you can do that, then to pay for a hotel room and to pay for the cost of the ticket, because back then Big Seminar cost $2,000. So everything was quite costly. And I saw, though, right away that this was something I needed to do. Now, luckily, over the years, since 2008, the cost of events has gone way down. And you can go to some events if you sign up, you know, at the right times. You can go for as little as $100. My Weekend Marketer Live event that's coming up, I'm keeping that price at $97, so it's affordable. Also, the hotel rooms aren't really as expensive because people are starting to hold events at locations that are more reasonable. So my event, I negotiated a very, very fair rate where it averages out. If you stay for 4 nights, it averages out to $75 a night. Also, every room is a suite. So because of that, you can share a room easily with someone else. And I always hook people up together and they become friends and joint venture partners. So let's take a look. I want to go ahead and there's lots of questions for today, and I will answer any questions. Also, if you want to hear all of the calls in this podcast series, go over to iTunes, type in Connie Reagan Green, and you'll see that I have 2 different podcast series. I've also been interviewed on other people's podcast series, and you can subscribe to all of them. All right, Doreen asked a question, and she said that it's midnight for her. I know Doreen is over in Germany, so thanks so much for joining us. And she says, can you recommend a course for audio, really basic for dummies? Well, none of us are dummies, really. Sometimes we just haven't been introduced to something. I want to add music and audio to a Prezi presentation and generally to PowerPoint. So Prezi is something, and I do own Prezi. It does really beautiful presentations. And the problem is if you do it for somebody else's event, they can't give a copy of the presentation to the people in the audience. It's so creative and artistic and beautiful. It's very arty, that it isn't good for business in general, but it still is a beautiful way to do a presentation. And you want to know how to do audio, add audio to it. I don't know because nothing that I do would have audio in the background in that way. So I'm not able to answer your question. You say, I have no idea how to do this, even starting from getting a recording of my voice onto my computer. So to do these podcasts, I'm using a regular telephone. I do use Skype from time to time, so I use a $40 Logitech headset for that. Right now I'm using a $20 telephone that actually plugs in the wall because I'm in Santa Clarita this week. and I call into my instant teleseminar line. That's the line that you've called into if you're here live with me. That's a service that I pay $67 a month for, and I can record my voice in a variety of ways using that, and then they host that for me. I don't have to have them host it. I can take the audio and upload it to my Amazon S3 account. I can do it that way, but I don't ever need it for a presentation. I've never had a need for that yet, so I do not know how to get that information. The best thing is to Google for it or to go to YouTube and see if there's a video about it. All right, let's go back to your study guide that's at the big button. And it says, building your business by attending live events. Becoming an online entrepreneur is a worthwhile endeavor. However, this is not achieved by sitting at home in front of your computer. And this is what many people think when we start out. We think that this entire business is going to be at home in front of the computer, or maybe if you have another place that you go on weekends or summers or holiday time, you have a computer there, or you take a laptop with you, and that's how the business will be done. Nothing is further from the truth. Connecting with other people face-to-face over a few day period, 2, 3, 4 days, will help you grow your business exponentially, as I have done and continue to do. So my goal at this point is to go to 5 or 6 events a year, and I'm back after 2 years. I'm back to hosting my own events, and the next one will be in October 11th through 13th, and that's a 3-day event, and I'll be doing that twice a year. So the idea is that you want to connect with people, and I've given you some reasons why. We will go over those reasons to attend live events and workshops, and the emphasis needs to be on workshop. Don't go to events where you're going to just sit there and take notes the entire time. You need to break that up by having activities that you can actually do while you're at the event. So I was talking about being at the NAMS event, and my workshop was a double session. That means from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock, so 4 hours, with 2 15-minute breaks in between. We actually were setting up sites for people, and people were actually getting things done. I gave them an autoresponder series, and they were actually accomplishing work during that period of time. So that's important. All right, so Kit says, what do you use to take screenshots? I was trying to use Jing. Jing is a free program that you can do short videos, I think up to 5 minutes for free. And I couldn't figure out how to narrow it to take a picture of just a small part of the page. So what I use is the snipping tool that's available on Windows 7 is what I'm using it on. I have a Windows 8 computer and I didn't find it on there, so I don't know if they don't have it or if I just haven't found it yet, because I've only been using that computer about a month and a half now. So there's something else called Snagit that you can use. That's another way that you can do screenshots. So all the pictures that you see that I take of my screen or of something somewhere like that that's not done with a camera, then I'm using the snipping tool that's completely free. And Snagit, I don't know if they have a free version or not. It also, Kit says, I signed up for e-zine articles and was wondering whether I should just write in one niche to get approved or whether it matters. My understanding is that I need to write 10 articles before I can put in a link. No, that isn't the way it works. You can put in 10 articles and, you know, submit 10 articles to them. The resource box at the bottom will always have a link to your site, any site that you choose. And then after 10 articles, they stop you so they can take a look at what you're doing and making sure that you're following the guidelines and the terms of service of what they're all about. And then they let you carry on. So I have more articles there than anyone who's teaching content creation or article marketing or anything like that. I think I'm at 1,794, primarily because during this last month I wrote 30 articles, not in 30 days, but in 27 days. So that's what you want to do. Write them in your niche will serve you better. You can write them on something else like I did in the very beginning, but it's going to serve you better if you write on your niche. Okay, Stephen says, I've written about 125 articles on the art of walking. Okay, wonderful. Good for you. The articles are all related to walking as a health-related program. Excellent. And I do that. I walk every day. And walking is just so wonderful because, you know, just about everybody can actually do that without difficulty. I'm developing a WordPress website. I'm rewriting the articles and publishing them on my link for that site is submitmorearticles.com, and I believe I'm paying $47 a month for that site so they can distribute my articles worldwide, and I love it very, very much. So submitmorearticles.com, where they republish them on different sites. Where else? How can I submit them for additional exposure? I wouldn't submit them anyplace else. If you're paying for distribution to submit more articles, that's enough. That's plenty. Instead, you want to rewrite those articles to put them on your WordPress site that you're developing. And you said you're developing it. Setting up a WordPress site really only takes about 15 minutes. You might have somebody create a header for you, and that'll cost you probably $25 or so. Other than that, the site's really ready to go. You're just going to be publishing content on there. And that's a sign you own and control rather than easing articles or submit more articles. All right, let's go back. The reasons to attend live events and workshops. Learn new strategies by continuing to be a student. I continue to be a student. Every time I go to any event, when I was speaking last month in July at Dennis Becker's event in Las Vegas, the Earn 1K a Day group, I learned so much because the people there tend to be a little more advanced that are teaching. And I love very much to learn, to have periods of time where I'm learning for maybe 3 or 4 hours in a day. It's great for me. You can connect with clients, prospects, and friends. I have some people that I consider friends, but I only see them at events because that's how our relationship is. They're not people that live in Santa Barbara or Santa Clarita or in Finland, all places that I spend time at some point during the year. Instead, they live somewhere else in the world, and what we have in common is that we love our online businesses. So I connect with them there. I also find people that are prospects, people that are interested in what I'm doing and either haven't met me yet or have heard of me but wanted to meet me in person to see if they wanted to do business with me. Very, very important. And also my clients. My clients come to the events. That's why I always do a day before event. In Las Vegas, I did it starting at 3 in the afternoon, and we did it all evening. We were all together and went out to dinner, and it was so much fun. We were together about 6 hours. In Atlanta for the NAMS group, we met the day before at 10 in the morning, and we were together until 4 or 5. So it always ends up being about 6 hours, and it's wonderful to spend that time with people. Also, it gets you out of your comfort zone. All right, what I want to do is open the line so that if you're on the line and you have a question, you may ask me directly. So let me open the line. All right, who do we have on the line that has a question?
Hi, Connie. This is Uma.
Hi, Uma. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I have a question in two parts. The first part is I see more people doing webinars than teleseminars today, but being a beginner, I would like to try my first teleseminar. The second part of the question is, how does one get people to attend one's teleseminar when one doesn't have a very big list?
All right, well, great questions. And the people that you see doing webinars are people that are either trying to sell a program of one type or another, or they're teaching a course. So I don't do what's called pitch webinars. I don't sell things, even though I might do it for my live event. If I get about 3 weeks out and still have 10 seats or more, I may do a webinar to tell people why I really want them to come to Las Vegas in October for the Weekend Marketer Live event. But other than that, I only use webinars when I'm teaching my courses. So people that are paying me to teach them how to build their business, they have a webinar from me 3 times a month where we stay on anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half. Or if I teach a course, and I teach it by webinar. Other than that, everything can be done by teleseminar. It's much, much easier, and you're able to, not have to, people don't have to be in front of a computer to listen. They can be on their cell phone, in their car. Hopefully they're a passenger, not a driver. They can even be at work, and perhaps they've stepped into a quiet area on their break, and they're able to listen to you, but they don't have to tune into a webinar. That's a little too much. So unless you have something you need to show on the screen, do a teleseminar. You can always direct people to pages the way I do here. On my teleseminar page, there's a link to weekendmarketerlive.com and a link to a WordPress course that's a special promotion and training from Jason Fladlin. So I'm doing it that way. If I wanted you to go to a specific site, I could tell you the URL of that site and you could go there. So I would say, you know, only do teleseminars. How do you get people there? You want to reach out to the people that are in your circle of influence. So you've made connections in various areas of your life. So when I first came online, I had people that I knew from teaching, I had people that I knew from real estate, and I had people that I was getting to know from the service organizations that I was joining, such as Rotary. So I had those groups of people that I could invite to my teleseminars. And what you want to do is set up a page that you have kind of dedicated just to people signing up. And you can say, this is what I'm going to be sharing. This information on this date, put in your name and email address. And when they go to the thank you page, the details will be there, what number to call or what the link is for the webcast, the way I do it. And that way you can invite people also from social media. So from your circle of influence, people that you already know, people that you're meeting somewhere where you're going to network in person, face-to-face, and also from social media that's online. Is that helpful?
It is. So what I hear you say is that you don't really have to have an offer at the end of it, because what I hear most people say is you must have an offer at the end of your teleseminar. You're saying you can just direct them to a page for more information, for more...
Well, that is an offer. If you're going to direct them, because I know you just finished your report, you're selling your report. So if you mention that at the end, that is your offer.
Okay.
You do have something for sale. So on these podcasts, when I'm doing a podcast, I'm trying to share information, answer as many questions as possible, share my insight on a particular topic. Today we're talking about live events and how they can be so, so beneficial. But I'm also saying, please come to my live event. And on my study guide, I do one-page study guide. You'll see at the bottom the resources. Today, they're all related to live events. The first one is Weekend Marketer Live, my link. The next one is inviting people to join the NAMS forum and membership site, mynamsmembers.com, because I'd like them to finally, in February or August of next year, I'd like them to come to Atlanta for NAMS. Or the Earn 1K a Day community. That's a free book I'm giving away at connieloves.me/whathappens. And that's in hopes that people will join the forum and finally come to Las Vegas next June 2014 and come to Dennis Becker's Earn 1K a Day event and hear me speak.
Okay. Thank you so much, Connie. That helped.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, because that offer at the end, it can be a free offer even. You know, the What Happens in Vegas Changes Everything, that's a free book that I'm offering. Also, I like to have a quote. Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. From James Allen. And I thought that that fits so well when I'm saying that I really want you to get out of the house, go to a live event, take yourself out of your comfort zone. It was very uncomfortable for me. I had been on airplanes before. I had been to events where I didn't know anybody before. But getting on the airplane from Los Angeles to Atlanta in 2008, for the first time sharing a room with a stranger, somebody I had met on the internet, but I had never met face to face. That was very strange for me and uncomfortable. Here I was with a woman that I didn't know. We were sharing the room, and mainly to save money at the time, because those rooms were probably $150 a night. That was a lot of money for four nights. So I did that, but if I had had inaction, if I had said, well, I really can't afford it, I don't think I'll go this time, then I would have continued to have some doubt and fear about starting the business. But instead, I took action, and I left that event confident and courageous in a way that I had not been up to that point. So if you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. The worst thing that will happen is you'll go to an event and feel like you didn't get much from it. And I have certainly been to those events. And I usually never mention whose event it was or what city it was in or anything, because if I didn't get something from it, that just says that I didn't get something from it. It's not a reflection on that person or their event or the other people that were there or anything. That's just my take on it. And so I don't want to share something that didn't work out well for me, because it doesn't mean that it wouldn't work out well for someone else. All right, someone else on the call have a question if they're live, and I will then go back to the questions typed in.
Connie, I do.
All right, and who is this?
This is Shari Lee Bynan from the Gluten Alarm, and I did send you my question, but I don't know if I made it clear. What I wanted to know is, do you have any ideas of a product to create for a health site like that?
All right. Well, first of all, Shari Lee, I want to thank you for your donation to my Avon Breast Cancer Walk.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Okay.
That was my
pleasure. Thank you so much. And I've reached my goal. I think I'm $20 from the maximum goal, and I'll put that money in myself by the end of the week because that's my deadline. So thank you. But also, I want to tell you, until today, until I saw your name here with a question and your site, I didn't know that was you that donated. Because you didn't put your name, you put a website.
Did I?
Yeah, so remember, if you go over to connieloves.me/AvonWalk, if you see the lineup of people, you'll see you and one other person did that. So next time, I want you to make sure you put your name so that someone like me, I know who it is, and I can thank you and give you a big hug and all of that.
Well, I will.
All right, so here, I'm going to read your question. When creating an information product for a health-related site like gluten, my mind goes blank. I can think of dozens of things to create for a site directed at people who want to get into our business or people who want to know how to do something, but I'm not having the first clue with my own site about gluten. All right, well, I want to tell you that Dr. Oz just yesterday had a show on gluten, and I record his shows, and last night I just happened to have time because I'm hosting the Japanese exchange students this week, and it's a big group of people. There are only 5 students from Japan, but there are chaperones and other host families and all of this. And so I had a down hour last evening, and I turned on my recorder, and I watched that episode. And today I was at the Rotary meeting in Santa Clarita because we had just taken the students over to Magic Mountain to spend the day, Six Flags Magic Mountain, and a man at my table I had made him some gluten-free cookies, and he said there was something on Dr. Oz yesterday. I said, yes, I actually watched it. So we spent all of lunchtime talking about gluten-free. So you want to create a product it's for people who need to eat gluten-free?
Yes.
Okay, so this product, because I'm not one of those people that has sensitivities or allergies or any difficulties with it, but I do think that it's very healthy. So I would be interested in recipes where I can make some of the foods that I already love, like maybe spaghetti or something, but make it so it's gluten-free, so it tastes just as delicious or maybe even more delicious than it did before. And I would want to know why you're making certain substitutions. So if I can't put flour and I'm making cookies, what do I put? Do I put rice flour, or you would tell me what I would be doing? I also want to know more details about someone like me that's not needing to be gluten-free. I'm choosing to do it. What will the health benefits be for me?
Oh, my gosh, enormous.
Okay, so I want to know the details because I really don't know. I know down deep it's probably a good idea, but I don't know why. And I know that sounds really silly. It might even sound stupid on my part. But I think it could be very common that we know we should do something, we're not sure why, and if somebody would just teach us, someone like you that is very knowledgeable, if you would say, well, of course you want to do it because of this and this and this, and then I'll say, see, I knew this was going to be a good idea for me.
Okay.
All right. Use yourself as a case study. I'm sorry?
Go ahead. I said I can send you my free report and you can know why.
Okay, but I think that, you know, you want to use yourself as a case study and also other people around you. If you meet somebody and you were at NAMS and you're thanking me for my great seminar, well, thank you for being there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think when you meet people at live events of any kind that you go to, whether it's something like NAMS or my event or at a Rotary meeting or wherever you are, if somebody says, oh, yes, I switched, I eat gluten-free now, boy, it's made a big difference, say, tell me a little more, and then ask them, could I interview you? Could I do just a 15-minute interview where you tell me why you became gluten-free, how you had some health issue that led somewhere to tell you that was the issue, And what's your life like now? What is it that you can no longer do? What do you do instead? And really quiz them.
Okay. I did do 3 interviews up there, but they weren't 15 minutes. They were more like 2 minutes.
All right. So get a hold of those people again and ask them more questions.
Okay. Perfect. I will. Thank you, Connie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, I'm going to go back. Before I take more questions that people have written in, I want to say the other reasons to attend live events. Getting out of your comfort zone is a huge one for me still, because I'm an introvert. It's not so much fun for me to be with large groups of people for extended periods of time. If you spend time with me at a live event, you would never know that, because I'm able to be with groups of people for a few days, as long as every day I can have some quiet time where I can go to my room and sit quietly for 20 minutes or so. I also like to go to bed around 11 o'clock. I'm not, you know, out partying late at night, and that makes it easier, but it takes me out of my comfort zone, and it's very good for me. Anything that stretches me as a person, I'm all for it these days, and have been for a few years now. Also, you'll find people to mastermind with after the event is over. You'll meet someone, you'll say, gee, I would really love if we could continue the talk like we're having now. Could we talk on the phone once a week for 15 or 20 minutes and just exchange ideas? And there might be somebody else. You might say, let's include this other person. Next thing you know, you have 3, 4, 5, 6 people that can be a little mastermind. I find that better than simply an accountability partner. An accountability partner, usually you're just saying what you're going to do and you move forward. If you're not on the same level as that accountability partner, if that's someone that has stagnated in their business, then it won't be so helpful to you. A mastermind group can really be helpful to more people. And finally, you'll make JV connections. When I had my day before event at NAMS this time, we had a group of 12 people, and it was quite wonderful. I gave them projects to do. We had all kinds of things. And many of the groups, I put them in groups of 2, and many of them are writing a book and creating a course and creating products, doing all kinds of things. All right. Let me go to another question here. Janice Dugas here. Hello. Connecting face-to-face is just awesome. Some of the people I met at the NAMS event will definitely help me ramp up my business. Awesome, awesome event. And your session was so empowering. You gave us many golden nuggets. Merci. And the same to you, Janice. Thank you so, so much for your kind words on a regular basis. I appreciate you. All right, Dana is saying, what theme do you use for your ConnieLoves.me site? That is the Marketer CMS theme, and that's the one that I talk about on a regular basis, and I own a developer's license to that theme. If you want to purchase that theme on your own, go to marketerscmstheme.com. So it's $197. It gives you unlimited personal use, and I use it on, I've lost count, so more than 20 of my sites have that theme on it. It's very versatile. You can do a whole lot of things with it without having to have a tech person customize it, because there are lots of themes you can buy for $60, $70, $80. You will spend hundreds of dollars and many hours having a tech person customize things for you. I don't have the patience or the energy for that. I would rather have something that I can do 99% of. And has this, like I had a simple question about something I did with that theme the other day. I sent an email to my tech person. He took a look and wrote back and said, it's because I wanted bullet points in one area. He says, you're putting it in where the headline goes instead of where the body text goes. That was the answer. I can now go in there and change that. And when he answers a question, he doesn't even charge me because I have him on retainer. All right, someone else on the line with a question. It's wonderful having people here. It really, really is. And make sure that you're going over to one of my main sites, which is ConnieReaganGreen.com. And if you scroll down in the right-hand side, it says iTunes Podcast. And it says Online Marketing Tips with Connie Reagan Green. Subscribe to my podcast. If you click there, it'll take you to iTunes. Listen to some episodes, and then please leave me a review. I would love that very, very much. All right. Marina says, hi, Connie. I'm creating my 21-day to freedom activation program currently. Wonderful. I am trying to find the best amount of content for each day, which is one step, so they do not get overwhelmed. That's a great idea. I tend to give people too much information, so I have pulled back over time, but that was always what I was doing in the beginning. I'm adding a minute audio snippet of my expert commenting, then my copy on the step with instructions for the day, something simple, and maybe a quick 2-minute video of me emphasizing the step. My question is, how much is too much for a 21-day program? Well, you can look at what I've done for online marketing over 20 days. I have, let me see, if you go to, let me try some of these links before I say them. If you go to productivitychallengeonline.com, that is actually a post on my Connie Reagan Green site. And here I'm waiting for it to come out, come up on my screen. So Productivity Challenge Online. And I did this one. I did this one as a 30-day challenge. And this was my third productivity challenge. So you can get an idea of what I gave them every day. I only did audio. Halfway through, I did an audio. Let me see where I did that. On day 10, I did a recap. And then at some point, I did an audio. I think on day 13, and I didn't do any video at all. So I think it's a good idea what you're saying. You're going to do the audio, the video, and the written, because some people will go through all three. Other people like me probably wouldn't watch all the videos. I'd watch one or two, but I tend to prefer listening and reading my information. So that's what I would do. That's how I would handle it. But the only thing you can do is try it out. So start going, you know, day by day. And if it feels to you, or if people are expressing that it's a lot to do, then pull back a little bit. And if they don't, then stay at the speed and the amount of information that you're doing. And you're at marinarose.com. All right. Be sure to give me your site if you want me to say your site. Sherry Lee is theglutenalarm.com. And I love that site, love that information. Okay, other questions from people on the line live. All right, and I'm going through some information here. You know, and we really want to include as much about ourselves as possible. We really do. It's so, so important that people get to know us. So you find that I share more and more details about my life. I don't step away from any questions. If somebody would ask me something that would be too personal, I would say so. But so far, and I've been online now a full 7 years and heading into my 8th year soon, so far nobody has ever asked me anything that was too personal. When I was teaching, I know 1 year I had been teaching for a while, and I left. I was doing some real estate work. I took off for a year, and when I came back, they put me in a kindergarten classroom. And my parents were very, very young. So the kindergartners were 4 or 5 years old when it started. My parents were as young as 18 years old, so 18 to maybe 25 or so. And on the first day when we had a time where they could ask me questions, I said, you may ask me anything. And I expected a whole variety of questions about what I will be doing in class, where I taught before, things like that. They wanted to know how old I was. That was their question. They just wanted to know how old the teacher was. And I found that interesting and answered their question. And I thought, yeah, I will always say, you know, like right now, I was born in 1955. I'm 39. My math skills are not as good as they used to be. So that's how I answer that question. No, I'm actually 58 and proud of it. Proud of it. All right, and Uma says, mention my site, so I'm going to spell it. umagirish.com. umagirish.com. Marina is marinarose.com. And people are doing this because I said, I will give you a nice shout out if you'll come to my call live. So if you're listening and wish I was mentioning your site to what will finally be several thousand people who listen to the podcast, because I've been doing the podcast now for a year and 8 months, all, you know, straight through without breaking. I did it long ago, but I started and stopped, so that doesn't count. When I started in January of 2012, I've had an ongoing series, and now this one is a second ongoing series. So you build up quite a few people who will listen to your teleseminars and be part of your community, and it's important. All right, let's get back to talking about live events. Spending 3 days, and that's typically what an event is, attending and participating in person can be more productive than 3 months working alone. I am not exaggerating. You get so energized. You get so many ideas. You meet people who get you. They understand why you're trying to build this business. Because people in our day-to-day life, like today, I'm now a part of the Santa Barbara Rotary Club. So today, for the first time in two months, I went back to Santa Clarita. And I expected people to want to know, gee, were you speaking anywhere? Have you come out with another book? How's your business? No. They wanted to know about my trip to Europe because they were used to me doing that every year. They wanted to know what was happening with the Japanese exchange students because that's a Rotary event that we're doing right now. But people, pretty much, they don't understand what it is that I do anyway, so they don't ask me about it. So when you go for 3 days or more, if you're at a day-before event, you're there four, and with the travel time, it ends up being probably 5 days. People there understand what you're doing. They're doing something very similar. So your energy level is high. The speakers are stimulating. The workshop environment allows you to do while you learn, so you leave with much accomplished. This is so, so important. Remember, there are many different types of events. I have now attended many different types of events. Most of the ones that I go to are not ones that I come back excited and share with people. They were so-so, but it really wasn't worth it for me to be there, so I really don't say a word about it. You want to choose an event that serves your needs right now. Like my event in Las Vegas is a beginner's event. If you're making less than about $2,000 a month every month, my event is for you. If you're already making $2,000 a month every month or more, then you might not find my event to be very interesting or stimulating. It might be a little too basic for you. But that's the focus with this particular Weekend Marketer Live event. Think about who's going to be hosting the event, who the speakers will be, the goal of the event, the location and cost, and how it will bring you closer to your goals as an online entrepreneur. And when I talk about the location and the cost, remember that that was entirely up to the host, entirely. So you'll find that the events that I get excited about are hosted by people like Dennis Becker and David Perdue, and there's some other people as well, Armin Morin. I continue to go to his events as much as possible. These are people that are thinking about the location. Is it easy to get to? Las Vegas is easy to get to for most people in the United States. There are certain hotels that charge half or one-third of what the bigger hotels charge. That makes a difference to all of us. It still makes a difference to me. I still do not like paying upwards of $200 a night or more for a hotel room. I'm not going to be in the room that long. I want a hotel that's way under $100 a night. That's more comfortable for me, even though I make good money now. So you want to think about that when you're going to an event. Did the host of the event, the person putting on the event, did they think about that when they booked the location? All right, so Stephen says that he's promoting for Dr. Frank Ferrari. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so he has somebody promoting for him, and it's the 50-plus walking magazine, all right? And I'm assuming that's .com. So 50-plus walking magazine with hyphens in between it, and I'm going to call it .com, and hopefully that'll be the way, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong. All right, any other questions from people live on our broadcast right now, which is being turned into a podcast as we speak? All right, Susanna wants me to say more about my event. Go to weekendmarketerlive.com, Susanna. and take a look. I will be updating that sales page again and again. You're seeing the second version there. And yes, I have Paul Taubman coming. He'll be speaking on day one about WordPress. He's now a pretty well-known WordPress trainer. I know him from a variety of events that have been good. Every event I've connected with Paul at has been a good event. And he has been a co-instructor at NAMS now for a couple of years. Also, I have Kelly McCauzy coming. Kelly's been online since about 2001, 2002. So she is real knowledgeable in a whole lot of areas, including podcasting. She also does a whole lot more coaching than I do. I don't do a whole lot of coaching. So she'll be on day two. So these people are wonderful people. I also will have people doing a breakout session. Adrian Dupree, who I believe is on the line, and Jeff Hoff are putting together a breakout session. They're going to do one evening. All right, Pam has stopped by to say hello, and let me know if you have a site to shout out. All right, and Marina is saying, I feel like am I saying your name right? Is it Marina? I think it's Marina. It just has two N's. I'm feeling like I have so many events that I can go to. How do you decide which are the best to attend? Do you go to the events with those in your field to network or events that are more diverse and learning? I only have so much money and time, that's all of us, but I know I want to attend at least three a year. I agree with you that they are so beneficial and progress you into action. Any helpful hints on deciding? Yes, you really want to ask people that you know and respect which events they recommend. So I'll give you a good example. I like to go to Ryan Dice's Traffic and Conversion Summit. I learn quite a bit there. I connect with people there. I don't recommend it to the people on my list or in my community, you know, my online community. The reason is it's a very, very advanced event. And I have to say this year, I went to it in January in San Francisco. It was the first time I had been to one of his events where I really understood most of what they were discussing. So for a beginning person to go, I think the cost is too much. The time away from your business is too much. You won't network with people that are in early stages. Most of the people have much bigger businesses and do things in a different way. So I would say that unless you get a free ticket or live in the city where he's giving it or somehow have a different connection, that's the one that you wouldn't want to go to. So you want to go to beginning and intermediate marketing events. And those would be like Dennis Becker's, David Perdue's, so that's NAMS, or 1K a Day. The events that I'm now starting to do, my Weekend Marketer Live, that'll be twice a year. The cost is low on all these events. The hotels are extremely reasonable. I can connect people for roommates, which is actually fun. It's fun to have a roommate and get to know someone. I like doing that now. And didn't know if I would when I first did it and found it so strange. And you really want that time to be valuable to you. So if you have some in mind, you can... And she says, I'm saying it right, like a boating marina. Marina, okay, perfect. All right, and, you know, you can ask me about events, and if I'm familiar with it, I'll let you know that I am. And the idea is to get out there and just connect with people. And remember, if you go to something that really isn't perfect for you, you still will benefit, even though you might not realize it right away. You will benefit down the line. You might meet one or two people over a three-day event that could turn everything around for you. You might hear one speaker, learn one bit of information that you could implement right away that would increase your income. So these are all things that have happened to me over and over with all these events. All right, Janice says she's still not able to log into my affiliate program, so you want to go to nanacast.com if you're already signed up for Nanacast. And you want to put in what you think is your email and username. And if it isn't, then right there on their site it says, you know, something like forgot your password. And you write to them and they'll write back to you with your login. When you log in, just do a search for Connie Reagan Green and you'll find me. If you're not an affiliate yet, if you're not with Nanacast at all, go to Affiliate Links and Tools, affiliatelinksandtools.com. That's my affiliate hub, and you can read there what's going on. you can get an idea of what you can promote for me. All right, and Janice says, if stamp collectors are on the call, well, we all should be stamp collectors. Philately is a wonderful, wonderful hobby. I love it so much. Invite them to visit my blog and connect with me at discovertopicalstampcollecting.com. Discover topical stamp, not tropical, topical stampcollecting.com. All right, excellent. I will take one last question live. Make sure that you are printing out your study guide here. What I do from time to time is I ask people to send me in those study guides that they've made some notes on or make copies of them, and then I give them a nice gift that includes a coaching call, which is kind of very nice to have. And I always put the date on these so you have them. And I keep them to one page so that we don't have to be printing out a whole lot of stuff. Okay, is there a last question?
Tommy, can I ask another?
Sure.
This is Charlie. The website that we used the other day, what...
Here, I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Oh, let me be clear.
There we go. That's better.
The website that we created at NAMS in your workshop, do you have any, what do we go from there with it?
I'm sorry. I'm still not hearing you very clearly.
Okay, I'm going outside. Sometimes you can't hear in here. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. The website that we created in your workshop at NAMS the other
right.
day, I'm really trying to stick with my gluten alarm and do a good job with that, but what can I do with that website just to sort of get it going besides put a NAMS link on there?
Well, the part two of that session that I started, that I taught, was all about the marketing. So you want to do everything that I mentioned in the second half of that session.
Okay.
So download the slides because they were downloadable right there at the event.
Yes.
And go through that second part because that's the marketing that's so, so important.
Okay.
All right.
And
that
was a duh.
I'm sorry?
I said that was a duh.
Well, but, you know, we have those questions and we're not sure what to do. So you always want to keep moving forward because NAMS makes sense for everybody you know. It really does.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time before you're making money every day from a program like I do. I make money just about every single day from that program. And between Dennis Becker and David Perdue, they're paying my house payment. I love those guys. And that's just two people that I market for. All right. And Uma says, is it a good idea for a beginner to make a monthly investment in Instant Teleseminar? I was certainly a beginner when they first started Instant Teleseminar, and I was actually later on in a mastermind with Rick Raddatz, who started it through Armin's group. But when I started my subscription with Instant Teleseminar, I did not know him. I knew that it was highly recommended, so I did it, and it's $67 a month. And what you want to do is offer a free call every month where you're recommending something, so that's your call to action, you're promoting something, so that it never will cost you anything because you'll make that $67 in your free call if you do it every single month. I did it for 18 months. I did it every single week. My link is teleseminarstrategies.com. That's plural, teleseminarstrategies.com. You can get a trial for $1 if you do that. And I think it's a 10-day trial, but it might be longer. It might be 21 days. If you do it, do a practice call every day for 5 or 10 minutes. That's how I learned to do webinars. I did one every day for 10 days. Then I called the company to ask my questions. Because unless you practice every day for a period of time, you won't know what questions you have. So I say that it's a wonderful investment, and I have complete products that are hosted by Instant Teleseminar because I did them with the audio the way I'm doing it right now on my $20 plug-in-the-wall phone and just in front of my computer without any slides or anything. And those products are still hosted there, and those products still sell. So having a way to do audio and then finally turning things into podcast over on iTunes is really life-changing when it comes to your income. because I'll finish with this. If you let people hear your voice, it's the next best thing to meeting them in person. We can't ever meet everybody in person just because of, you know, logistics, time, scheduling, where people live in the world, what we're doing. But if people hear your voice, that's one way they feel they know you. And for me, what I always say is I want people to hear my voice as soon as possible. That's why I always have my most recent call at AskConnieAnything.com. They need to hear my voice and say, I really resonate with what Connie is saying. She's straightforward. She answers questions. She doesn't pretend to be someone that she isn't. I like that solid, straightforward approach. Or they say, if I have to listen to one more second of that voice, I'm going to scream. It's one or the other. They either want to hear us or they say, I can't take it. I don't want to hear that person anymore. No, thank you. And it's much better if that happens sooner rather than later. So, yes, it would be nice if everybody loved all of us, but that's not life. That's not human nature. Sometimes people don't resonate with us. Let them hear your voice so they can decide for themselves. Most people are not putting their voice out there. I'm on their email list, and I don't even know what they look like or what they sound like. I don't have any idea. And I'll tell you, I don't spend very much money, if any, with those people. All right. Thank you so much for being here. Remember that you can go over to ConnieReaganGreen.com, and in the sidebar, you can click on that link to subscribe to this online marketing tips with Connie Reagan Green podcast. Leave me a review, and I hope that I will be here for you no matter what your questions are about building your online business. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Connie.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Connie.